We begin the current daf, Mesechtas Nazir daf Dalet, begin in the bottom of daf Gimel Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes regarding the halacha of our previous Mishnah between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. If someone specifically says, I'm a Nazir just from grape seeds or grape skins, or he picks one of the details, the many halachas of being a Nazir. So our Mishnah, which is the opinion of the Rabbanan, brought in the Braisa, hold that you become a total Nazir, become forbidden from all the halachas that a Nazir is forbidden on. Whereas Reb Shimon said that no. Reb Shimon said you have to make yourself, once you're specifying the details, you have to go through all the details to be a full Nazir. So the Gemara asked, what is the sources for their opinions? So Reb Shimon, we brought a pasuk in Bamidbar, that it says, Mikol she'yo'asim migefen hayayin, that the Nazir is forbidden from everything that's made from the grape juice and the grape that comes from the grape. And then it said, Mechartan Batzag, why did it start detailing all the things? Of course, we know grape seeds, grape skins, they come from the Gefen Hayayin. So that was the source for Reb Shimon, that you see that once you start detailing, you have to go through all the details to be a total Nazir. Whereas Rabbanan bring a different pasuk, which is actually the pasuk before that, that says, Miyayin B'Sheicher Yazir. Which is difficult, because the next pasuk already said that you're a Nazir from wine. The pasuk that we just quoted, Megefen Hayayin. Why did it say, Miyayin B'Sheicher Yazir? To say that you could be Yazir, you could make yourself a Nazir, even if you just said that you're forbidden from wine, and that will make you a Nazir, and hence forbidden in all the halachas. So therefore, even if you take from one, it will make you forbidden in all of them. That was the two opinions mentioned. So now the Gemara is going to go through. So how does each opinion explain the pasuk of the other one, where seemingly it supports their opinion? So the Gemara begins, Reb Shimon Nami, according to Reb Shimon also, Hoksiv Miyayin B'Sheicher Yazir, what's he going to do with the pasuk of the Rabbanan? Which, again, why is it saying Yayin B'Sheicher? For it he says in the next pasuk, obviously it's saying like the Rabbanan that you could become a Nazir even if you're just being Nazir from Yayin, which is like the Rabbanan and not like Reb Shimon, who said that no, you need to delineate all of them. So that the Gemara answers, Nahumi Baile. No, that is not it's telling you that the Yayin, you could become a Nazir just from taking one of the Isurim and become a Nazir. That word is extra, yes, you already know from the other pasuk of Megef and the Yayin, but it's coming to tell you an additional halacha, but not to say that you could become another just from one thing. What is that teaching us? Lesser Yayin mitzvah ki Yayin rishos. The word over here, Miyayin, that he's becoming a Nazir on, is saying that not only is he forbidden on voluntary wine that he wants to drink, but even mitzvah wine, when he becomes a Nazir, he's forbidden to even partake of mitzvah wine. So the Gemara asks, Mahi, what is that mitzvah wine that the Nazir is going to be forbidden on, which according to Reb Shimon, that's being learned out from the extra word Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazir, is Kiddush of Avdalta, which is Kiddush wine on Friday night, and Avdalah by Matzah Shabbos, which when you finish Shabbos. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, as we continue on top of Dal Man Aleph, Hare Mushba V'Oimer Lov Mahar Sinai, which according to the interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, is actually a question. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? You're trying to say that the chiddush over here is you would have thought a Nazir is only forbidden from voluntary wine, but mitzvah wine, that you're not. Why? Because you're already sworn already from Har Sinai to do the mitzvah. Therefore, you're not going to be able to make it forbidden now with your nedra of Naziris, which would mean, because it says in the Torah, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKadshai, that you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, which the Gemara in Avi Pesachim says, is the drasha Zacharei Aliyayin, that you should recall it on wine. So you see that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah, and therefore you already swore by Har Sinai that you're going to do that. How can you take your neder of Naziris? Now, on that is how Rabbeinu Tam learns it, that it's a question. Is that what you're trying to say? And that's why, that's what you're telling me, that the pasuk is coming to say? But the question is that why would you need a pasuk? And this is what the Gemara is wondering. What are you telling me? Why would you need a pasuk to make the Nazir forbidden in, so to speak, mitzvah wine, just like non-mitzvah wine? But even if you're going to say Kiddush is Deiraisa, that it's biblical, like it's brought in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, that women are obligated in Kiddush HaYoyim, according to biblical halacha, but Kiddush on wine is not Deiraisa, because you could just as well, if let's say you don't have wine, make Kiddush on bread. So a Nazir can make Kiddush. He can make biblical Kiddush. He can even make regular Kiddush, just on bread, not on wine. Now this, that the drasha that's brought in that Gemara, that Zachrei Alayayin, you have to be Zachar Yom HaShabbos to recall it with wine, that's what's called an Asmachta B'Yalma, it's just an allusion to it from the Pasuk. And moreover, by Havdalah, what are you going to say? Havdalah is definitely not Deiraisa. So essentially what the Gemara is asking is, what do you need a pasuk for? Mitzvah wine? Which mitzvah wine? Kiddush and Abdallah? That's not mitzvah wine. The biblical mitzvah is not necessarily a wine. It's to say the nusach of Kiddush Shabbos, which you could do on bread just as likely as wine. So Ella Kihada Amaravar. The Gemara says, what would be considered mitzvah wine, that there's a mitzvah for you to drink it, which is what we're being machadish from the pasuk, that even though it's mitzvah wine, Yain Meshech Yaza is telling you that he's going to be a nazir even from the mitzvah wine. That's like Rabbi says, if someone says Shavua She'ashta, he swears he's going to drink. Well, now there's a mitzvah to drink that, to fulfill his oath of drinking that wine. And then the Chazavah Amareini Nazir. Then he goes and he says, but I'm a nazir. Asi Nazir is Chai Lal Shavua. Now the Nazir goes and takes effect on his Shavua. That's a mitzvah wine. And that, you would think that maybe that the Ned of Naziris is not going on that. That is what we're being machadish and saying, that no, it will be going on that. But regarding Kiddush and Abdullah, we didn't even need a pasuk to include that, because of course it's going to include that, because the mitzvah of Kiddush is not necessarily just on wine. But it's regarding the mitzvah of keeping the Shavua. But now the Gemara asks, Rabbanan Nami, so then according to Rabbanan also, Hamibayalai, so then they need this pasuk of Yain Meshech Yazir, lesser Yain Mitzvah, Yain Rishos. They needed to teach which Reb Shimon just learned from that pasuk. So how do they learn from that pasuk to say that even if you're only a nazar from one thing, like in just of yain, of wine, then you're forbidden to everything? On that, the Gemara answers, im kein le makro, if that was the case, that it was only saying this halacha of Reb Shimon, which is that you also become forbidden in mitzvah wine and not just in non-mitzvah wine, so then the pasuk should have said miyayin. That would have been the extra word that would have taught us this halacha. My v'sheicher, why did I say yain v'sheicher, new one and old one? What is the term sheicher coming to include? Shamim not tarti. So therefore we learn now, according to Rabbanan, two halachas from that pasuk. One, like Reb Shimon pointed out, which is mitzvah wine is also forbidden to the nazir. And also, this halacha that even if you become a nazir from one element, then you also will be forbidden yazir, you'll be a complete nazir, regarding all the other halachas too. Now, but Reb Shimon, what does he do with the extra word v'sheicher? So, behind the time of the cause of Sheikha, the reason why it says the extra word Sheikha is not to tell you the halacha of the Rabbanan, because he argues, he says, no, you have to delineate all of them. But it's la lufi Sheikha, Sheikha l'mikdash. It's there as to be used in the gzeris shava for the halachas of going into the base of mikdash. Like it says the pasuk in the Yikra, it says, yain v'sheikha al teish. This is told to the kahanim, wine and Sheikha you shouldn't drink. Atu v'necha itach, you and your sons with you when you go into the base of mikdash. Now, Ma'gabi nazir, just like by a nazir, yain hu delitzer avo shamashkin loy, just like by nazir, it says the word sheicher, and what's forbidden for the nazir to drink? Only the intoxicating drink of wine, but not other beverages, that is not forbidden. Avgabi mikdash nami, so to regard going into the base of mikdash, it's only yain hu delitzer avo shamashkin hamishtakin loy, it's only the drink of wine forbidden, and then to do the avodah, but other intoxicating beverages, there the issa wasn't set. And that's what we learn out from the extra word Sheikher by Nazir. On that, the Gemara says, Ulafuka med Rabbi Yehuda. And that's because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The time, like learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achal devei l'ke'ilis, if someone eats this figs from ke'ilis, or b'shasa dvash b'chalav v'nichnas l'mikdash, or he drinks milk and honey, which is somewhat intoxicating effect, and then goes into the base of mikdash, Chayev is Chayev, where Rabbi Yehuda again obviously does not agree to this Gezeir Shabbat, and he holds it's not just the intoxicating beverage of wine, even other intoxicating beverages, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like that, and that's what he learns off next to the word of Sheikher, not like Rabbanan who used the extra word of Sheikher to teach you that even if you make yourself forbidden just from one thing, you become forbidden from all the halachas of Nazirs. Or Ibai Seima, or the Gemara says another interpretation you can give for what does the extra word Sheikher come to teach according to Rabbi Shimon is as follows. Reb Shimon less lay iser chalul iser. Now, generally, Reb Shimon does not hold that one prohibition could take effect on another prohibition. Meaning, if something is already prohibited to you, if something happens now that will add on another iser to it, it doesn't become aser. Now, however, what he does expound from this pasuk of v'yayin v'sheicher yazir, from the extra word v'sheicher, he expounds that by nazir, there we will say that an iser will take effect on an iser. In other words, if he says, I swear I'm not going to drink wine, and then he says, I'm a nazir, so the isra of nazirus takes effect on the oath, and if he's going to consume wine, he's going to get lashes for both, because that's how we understand the pasuk. And that's because the pasuk says, yain b'sheicha yaza, which what it sounds like from the pasuk is, that always, whenever you are yazir yourself, you separate yourself from wine or sheicher, you're going to be forbidden. even if it's something that there was an isser in that before. In other words, we already expounded from the word yayin, which is that Naziris could take effect to be mevat l'shvua. That was what we just explained. We said, what is that term coming to explain according to Reb Shimon? It's not like the Rabbanan, who the pasuk come to say that you would be chayv on each one individual, even if you're forbidding yourself from just one, you're forbidden the whole thing. So he said, according to Reb Shimon, no, it's telling you that the yai, if one makes himself a nazir, even if it's a mitzvah wine, how is it a mitzvah wine, we said, which is if you made a shvua that you're going to drink it, so the nazir always takes effect. Whether it's nullifying a shvua, which is what we learned from the word of yayin, or the other way around, from the extra word sheikha we expound, that it will take effect if, let's say, the shvua was already that you are not going to drink it, so therefore, you already have an isser, and that sheikha tells you, even though usually Reb Shimon holds that the isser is nachal isser, when you take a naziris, it will always take effect. Whether it's abolishing a shvua, like we said by the word yayin, which is saying, even though it's a mitzvah wine to drink, Naziris will say you cannot drink, or from Sheikha, which is even if it's adding on to a Shavua, which is if you swore that you're not going to drink wine, and then you take a Naziris, which is adding on an Isser, either way, the Naziris will take effect, whether it's abolishing a Shavua or adding on to that, and that's what we're learning off the next word, V'Sheikha, not like the Chachamim, that it comes to say even if you're only making yourself forbidden from wine, from Sheikha, then you'll be forbidden all the halachas of Naziris, which Reb Shimon argues on that. Rather, it's teaching you that the Isser will be Chalal Isser. The time, like we learned in Abraisa, that generally Reb Shimon does not hold of Isser Chalal Isser, and that's why here you would need, in the context of Sheikher, to say that it would be by Nazir. Because as we find, Reb Shimon says, Ha'eichel Nevela b'yem Kippurim Patr. If someone eats a Nevela, which is forbidden to eat a dead animal carcass that wasn't slaughtered properly, on Yom Kippur, which not let eat anything at all, he's going to be exempt from a Karma Chattis. Now, the reason being is because although if someone eats on Yom Kippur, he generally, if he did it by mistake, b'shoygi inadvertently, has to bring a karma chatas. But here we're saying that the issa of Yom Kippur is not going to take effect on this food item because it's already prohibited because it's a nevela. Now, for example, if let's say it was nevela from before Yom Kippur, we have to keep in mind that nevela itself does not make one liable for karma chatas. So it would only be the element of Yom Kippur. So if it was already nevela from yesterday, so Yom Kippurim cannot take effect. Now the Rush even points out, even if it only became a nevela on Yom Kippur, so therefore maybe the Issa of Yom Kippur eating of that animal was actually before the Issa nevela, so you should be chayav in the chatas. And he says no, because before Yom Kippur, this animal was already forbidden to eat for a different reason, because it wasn't slaughtered. Where as the pasuk says, bezavachta v'yachalta, you should slaughter and eat, which teaches us only what's slaughtered can you eat. But what's not slaughtered, you can't eat, and that is a prohibition in the animal. So therefore, either way you look at it, the Issa Yom Kippurim cannot take effect in it, either because it was nevela, so that was already an Issa on it, or because it wasn't shechted, it wasn't slaughtered yet, so that was the Issa. Either way you look at it, Yom Kippurim cannot take effect in it. So therefore, Reb Shimon says that if someone's going to eat Yom Kippurim, he's going to be exempt from a karban chatas, and therefore we see that that's what we need B'Sheikha to tell you, that by Nasr, the Issa will be Chalal Issa. So that's how Reb Shimon, as it started this conversation, explains the Rabbanan's pasuk, where that he doesn't learn out from B'yayin B'sheikha Yazir that just prohibiting yourself from Yayin or Sheikha will make you into a Nazir. But now the Gemara asks, well, the Rabbanan, Nami Hoksir, but according to Rabbanan, they also have Reb Shimon's pasuk, where he learns out, Mikol HaShe Yasim HaGefen HaYayin, it says that whatever is going to be made from wine is forbidden. And then the pasuk delineates the Zagim, the Harsanim, the seeds, and the grape skins. Why does it go through all of them? Shimon proved from there that you see, once you start delineating, you have to say them all to be a nazir. But the Rabbanan argue and they say one is enough. What do they do with that pasuk? So Amalek Rabban would tell you, Hasam limit al isuri nazir. That pasuk, why it goes through and counts all the different ways that a person is forbidden, grape skins or grape seeds, it teaches that regarding the prohibition of a nazir, Shimon starfim zeim zeh, that they combine to each other to get the requisite share of a kezias, which is if you don't eat from the chartzin or the zag, from the grape skin or the grape seed, it's only a combined of both of them, a kezayis, that is going to be chayv and malchus. And that's what's teaching, that's what goes through to tell you all of them, even if the shir kezayis is from all of them together, you will be liable, but not to say because you need to delineate all of them. But Reb Shimon, he holds that no, they can't be the interpretation, because Leslie Tziruf, he doesn't hold that there is such a halacha regarding the ziris of combining. Why? It's a time like Linda Bryce. Shimon Naimi, he says, Kol Shul Lamakas. If it's regards to lashes, even less than the gezayis, whatever the minute amount that you consumed of wine will already make you lashes. So there's no necessity of combining. And because lo amr kezayis el in carbon, the whole halacha of kezayis of shiurim was never regarding lashes. It was just regarding being a carbon. Now the thing is that a nazir, when he violates the iser of charzin or zag of geffen, doesn't bring a carbon for the violation of naziris. Only type of carbonus he brings is when he gets tamei or when he concludes his naziris, and therefore there would be no point of delineating charz and zag to say they combine, because what are they combining for? For bringing a carbon as a chatas, if you violate it, there is no such carbon by naziris. And if it's to say of lashes is even just a kalshu. So therefore he learns it to say that you have to delineate, again, not like the Rabbanan who learn it, because to say that you mitzarf them for the shear of a kezayis. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous, where we spoke about the Kabbalas of Naziris. Here we talk about different types of acceptance of Naziris, not the classic Nazir. So for example, Harini Kish Shimshon, if someone says, I want to be like Shimshon, the biblical figure Shimshon Agiber, or Kiben Menayach, like the son of Menayach, or Kabal Delayla, like the husband of Delayla, or Kamisha Akar Dalsas Azza, like the one who tore out the doors in Azza, or Kamisha Neker Polishim as Enav, someone that had his eyes poked out by the Philistines. Hareza Nazar Shimshon, so such a person becomes this category, a different type of Nazar called Nazar Shimshon. Now, the Gemara explains that even if someone says, I want to be like Shimshon, and he said, I want to be like Ben Menayach, the son of Menayach, he hasn't said anything. Why? Because many people are called Shimshon, and many people could be such a person like Shimshon Ben Menayach, not the biblical figure that we call Shimshon HaGibur. Until you say three definitions, where you have at least what's called Muvak, something that's unique, was definitely a reference to the famous Shimshon from the biblical figure. Now, if you say one of those last three terms, which are called the Shemus Muvhakin, which are who's the one that tore out the doors in Azza, and who's the one that had his eyes gouged out by the Pelishtim, or who was the one that married Delilah, so that the Rush explains, you don't need all three of those, as long as you have one of those, but just having Shimshon or Ben Menayach wouldn't be enough. It's when you get to the third one, meaning of Baal Delilah, or Okar Dalsas Azza, or Nikar Pelishtim, that would be enough to say, okay, we know which Shimshon you're talking about. As the Gemara explains, why do we need all these terms that to signify that you're trying to say you want to be a Nazir, like Shimshon, who Shimshon was a Nazir? So on that, the Gemara answers, Trichi, because the Iyam Maharinik Shimshon, if a person would only say, I want to be like Shimshon, Havamina Shimshon Achrina, he means another Shimshon, Shimshon, whatever the last name is. Kamash Malon, Kamen Menayach, so that's why he's saying, oh, like the son of Menayach. Now, but V'itan Kamen Menayach, had we only say he wants to be like the son of Menayach, we would think, okay, maybe there's such a person that his father happens to be Menayach and the son is Shimshon. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah then teaches, the last three, what's called Shemus Mufakin, that's it. Oh, we get it. We know you want to be a Nazir, a certain type of a Nazir, as we're going to see, that has different halachas than the regular Nazir, specifically the Nazir of the biblical figure Shimshon, when you say Kabal Delilah. We know who Delilah was, and that's who Shimshon was married to. Or Kamisha Nerka Pelishtim Esainav, was someone that his eyes were poked out by the Pelishtim. Again, we know what you're talking about now, which was the famous Shimshon HaGibur. Now, the Gemara continues the next Mishnah and says, okay, ma bein nazir oilm le-nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between someone that is an eternal nazir, says I want to be a nazir forever, and what's called the nazir Shimshon, who is also someone like Shimshon was a nazir forever? So the Mishnah explains there are differences in halacha. Nazir oilm, if someone accepts upon himself and wants to be a nazir forever, if hichbid sairah, when his hair gets too heavy, because your hair is growing forever, so makel batar. So, A, first of all, you could lighten the hair, which the Rush points out, it's specifically lightening it, where you could cut some of the hair, but you can't cut all of the hair, as the term makel sounds like, you're just lightening it. And moreover, as the other word says, batar, it could only be with a razor, it can't be with scissors. So you could lighten your hair. And then there may be shalosh beimis, and then you bring three animals as karbanis. Moreover, vim nitma, if a nazir item becomes tamei, so maybe carbon tama, like a regular nazir who becomes tummy, he has to go through that procedure and bring those karbanas of when a nazir becomes tummy. Whereas nazir shimshon, if someone's a nazir shimshon, a hichbid sari, if his hair gets too heavy, any makel, you never let a load lighten that load of the hair. And vim nitma, and if a nazir shimshon becomes tummy, any maybe carbon tama, he does not bring a carbon tumah. So those are two differences between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. Now the Gemara just wonders, Nazir Olam man dekar shemei. Who mentioned anything about an eternal Nazir that the Mishnah should ask that what's the difference between what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah of a Nazir Shimshon? I mean, we spoke about Nazir Shimshon. Suddenly the next Mishnah asks, oh, and what's the difference between Nazir and Nazir Shimshon? We never even mentioned such halacha. So that the Gemara answers, Yirei chsur mechzer v'achik tani, that our word's missing, and what the Mishnah is supposed to say is, ha'oim ha'reini Nazir oilam. If someone says, I'm an eternal Nazir, so ha'reiz a Nazir, so then he's an eternal Nazir, he's a Nazir oilam. And that, the question of the Mishnah then was, ma bein Nazir oilam, Nazir Shimshon, what's the difference between them? Because they're both eternal Nazir. And that is what the Mishnah said, that Nazir oilam, an eternal Nazir, hich bitzar, if his hair gets too heavy, so make a bitar. Or maybe shalosh behemis, so then he can lighten it with a razor, and he brings three animals. And v'mnitma, maybe karban tumah, and if he becomes tamei, then he brings a karban tumah. Whereas Nazir Shimshon, hich bitzar, in you make a bitar. First of all, if his hair gets too heavy, he cannot lighten it with a razor. And as we continue on tamed beis, v'inu maybe karban tumah. And also, when he becomes tamei, he doesn't bring a karban tumah. Now, the Gemara makes an inference from this last halacha that we just said. Carbon hu deloy maisi. It sounds like by Nazir Shimshon that when you become tamei, you don't bring a carbon. Aval Nazir is chaylala. But it sounds like that there is the prohibition of Naziris, at least that likatchila, that initially it is prohibited for him to become tamei from mason. It's just saying when you do become, which you shouldn't, you don't bring carbonis. And that the Gemara asks, samani mas nidin. So who's our Mishnah going like? Because loy Rabbi Huda, loy Rabbi Shimon. It's not like the two tanam that we learned the time, like learn the brisa. Behuda Aimer, he says, Nazir Shimshon, mutal l'tam l'mason. He says, a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to become ritually impure when he comes in contact with a dead person. Shekim Metzina b'Shimshon, Shenitma, as we find, as the Gemara will later explain, that Shimshon became tame with mason, and therefore, you see, a Nazir Shimshon could become tame. Reb Shimon Aimer, he says, actually, I'm a Nazir Shimshon, he says, forget about it, the whole category. He says, if someone says he wants to be like a Nazir Shimshon, loy amaklum. There is no such thing. Why? We never find that Shimshon ever made a Naziris of Nazir Shimshon. That is because of the Malach. Whoever it was that made him, it was from Shemayim, but he never made it. So Reb Shimon says there is no Nazir Shimshon in the first place. So the Gemara asks, Mani, so who's the town of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Huda, if it's like Rabbi Huda, Ha'amafa Likatchila, he said that even Likatchila, even initially, it's permitted for a Nazir Shimshon to be metam l'meisim. U'masnin k'tani ibnitma. But our Mishnah says, only if he becomes tamei, which sounds like a b'diyevet, after the fact, if you become tamei, okay, then you don't bring a carbon. But it sounds like you're not allowed to. E Reb Shimon, and if the time of a Mishnah like Reb Shimon, ha'amal l'chay l'leh nazir's klai, he says there is no such nazir as Shimshon. So our Mishnah definitely cannot be like him who holds that there is a nazir Shimshon. So who's our Mishnah like? So the Gemara says, lo'il Rabbi Hudi. Truth is, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Huda who holds that a Nazir Shimshon could even like a tchila become tamei. But the Aidi diktani gab a Nazir Olam is just because when it was talking about the halacha of an eternal Nazir, it says ibnitma if he becomes tamei, because he's not allowed to like a regular Nazir, and then it says if he does become tamei, then he brings karbanis. So tamei nami gab a Nazir Shimshon ibnitma. So therefore, for the uniformity, it kept the same wording when it discusses Nazir Shimshon in the contrast that if he becomes tamei, he doesn't bring karbanis. But the truth is, even like a tchila, even initially, he's allowed to go ahead and be with Tamil Mesa. So that's the Machlekes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. So now the Gemara asks, once we introduce this to who say who's the town of our Mishnah, which we explained as like Reb Yehuda, so the Gemara says, Lema, let's say that this Machlekes is Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, regarding if there is such a thing as a Nazir Shimshon, where Reb Yehuda obviously says there is, and Reb Shimon says there is no such thing, is Bepluk the Dehanit Tanoi Kimeflagi, that they're arguing regarding the following Machlekes Tanoi. That's not like we learned in the Braisa. If someone says, Hare Olai, it's going to be on me this loaf of bread, kibachar, like a firstborn animal. Now, that's what's classically, as is taught in Masechet Nedarim, what's called Hatfasa, which is, that's where the term Kainim comes from, which is from the relationship of a kinoi from the word carbon, which is if you want to make something forbidden to you, you could either say, saying a neder, this is forbidden, or you could be matfis, you could be transferring something else that's forbidden, which is what a carbon is, and that's how you say kainim kikers alai, you're saying that I'm transferring the kedusha of a carbon, which is forbidden to me, that this loaf of bread should be the same thing forbidden to me. So let's say, in this case, he used hatfasa, a firstborn animal, which is kadshim, which is a carbon, which is forbidden to a person. So Rabbi Yaakov Eiser. Rabbi Yaakov says, now the loaf of bread will also be forbidden to the person, just like the Bechor is forbidden. Now the assumption of the Gemara now is that because Rabbi Yaakov holds that Hatfasa does not have to be in what's called a Dover Hanader. The thing that you're transferring, the Kedusha that's forbidden to you, to the loaf of bread, doesn't have to be something that it itself was originally made forbidden through Neder. But even if, let's say, it's you're being matfis b'dava ha'asr, something that's intrinsically asr, not from a Neder, but let's say from Shemayim, which is the same thing by a firstborn animal. Firstborn animal became asr, it has sanctity from the womb, just by being born as the firstborn. And still, if you're being matfis that kedusha to a loaf of bread, that would work as a Neder, even what's called b'dava ha'asr. Whereas Rabbi Yisi Matz, Rabbi Yisi says no. The loaf of bread is going to be permitted. This is not a valid neder because it wasn't an appropriate hatfas. So the Gemara says, my love, isn't it that the machlekes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yisi is parallels this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Why? Rabbi Yehuda Savalah Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you could have such a thing as Nazirus Shimshin, holds like Rabbi Yaakov. Why? The Amah, as we see that he says, Lo be'inan davar hanader. You don't need to be matfis to create a neder in something that itself was made by a neder itself, where, as seemingly like a bechayer, which is a dav ha'asr, it's intrinsically asr, meaning not because of a neder. So too, by Shimshin, you're right. Shimshin himself didn't make himself a nazir through a neder. Rather, the malach made him into a nazir. And therefore, essentially, that's something that's a dav ha'asr from Shemayim. So that would parallel that they both hold the same thing, that yes, it could be even a dav ha'asr. If I say I want to be like a Nazir of Shimshin, although Shimshin himself wasn't a Davar HaNadr, he was just a Davar HaAsam Shemayim, that works, just like we see Rabbi Yaakov says regarding the Bechar. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Savol HaKrib Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon held HaKrib Yaisi, Da'ama Be'in HaDavar HaNadr, that he said that no, it has to be something that itself became Asa through a Nadr, then you could be Matras and say you want to have that same type of Nadr. And therefore Shimshin, which was not a Nadr, rather it was a Davar HaAsar, that's why he holds that you can't have such a thing as Nazir Shimshin to say you want to be matfis the same thing to you, because it's a davar ha'asr, and it has to be, like Rabbi Yosi said regarding the Bukhari, that it doesn't work, because that's a davar ha'asr, has to be davar ha'nidr. Nothing more says loy. No, it's not true, that's not the machlokes. Because the kuli am, because everybody, not just Rabbi Yaakov, but even Rabbi Yosi, everyone holds be'inan davar ha'nidr, that both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosi hold that it has to be something, even Rabbi Yaakov, that something that you could only be matfis, you could only make your neder, or like nazirus, which is a type of a neder, and something that it itself was made through a neder. Now, but b'shanah gav b'chayr, however, b'chayr is different. D'chsiv be, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, it says in Perek Lamed, pasuk Gimel, it says, ish ki yidr neder, a man that's going to make a neder, la shem to Hashem. Now, what does that extra word la shem come to say? L'rabois es b'chayr, that's coming to include the firstborn animal. In other words, the extra word Lashem has come to say that a Bechayr, which is something like a Davar HaNadr, which just like a Davar HaNadr, you could do Hatfas in it, so too, a Bechayr, firstborn animal, which is like a Davar HaNadr, meaning a Davar HaNadr, something that you make a Nadr, that you can bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash, so a Bechayr is also Kachim, it's also an animal sacrifice that's brought. So although here it's not essentially Davar HaNadr, but the word Lashem is coming to add on something that's like that, which is adding on a Bechayr. So yes, everyone holds that essentially you need a davar ha'nidr. So how does Bechayr work? According to Rabbi Yaakov, that's not because he holds the davar ha'asr works. Rather, it's because the extra word Lashem is saying that Bechayr is similar to that. So though generally we would say it's a davar ha'asr, for this we'll consider it as a davar ha'nidr. Now, so therefore the Rosh says three different interpretations. How do we understand Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you can make yourself a Nazir Shimshin, Nazir Shimshin was a davar ha'asr, because he didn't take the Naziris. So if we're saying that everyone, even Yaakov holds, has to be a davar ha'nidr, it's just that Bechayr is different because we learn it from Lashem. So how does Rabbi Yehuda learn out that you could become a Nazir Shimshin? So he says one of three interpretations. He said either Rabbi Yehuda does the same thing by Nazir, where there it also says the word Lashem. So we learn out that Lashem is coming to include something that's like a Naziris, which is Naziris Shimshin, which is also, although yes, their Shimshin was not through a Neder, but it's a Naziris, which just like a regular Naziris is made through a Neder of Naziris, so too you can become a Naziris Shimshin, which again is learned from the same Riboy of Lashem. Like we have the Lashem by Bechayr, by the Kabranes, so too we have the Lashem by the Parash of Naziris. Or a second interpretation the Rosh gives is that actually Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shimshon actually was mekabel his naziris. When he got older, because that's exactly what the Malach had commanded, so it was something that he himself accepted, and therefore it was a regular naziris, and that's why it could be matvis, it was bedavar hanader. Or actually his father Menoyach made a neder of naziris on his son, whereas the Gemara says later that a father could be mother his son in naziris, so it was again through a dabar hanader. So that's one of three interpretations how Rabbi Yehuda would be learning. If everyone holds it has to be bedavar hanader, so how does naziris shimshon work? Again, either from a riboy, or that actually there was a Kabbalah, either through Shimshon or his father, so it was a dabar hanader, and that's why, according to Yehuda, a person could be matvis for himself in a dabar hanader, which was Nazir Shimshon. But Rabbi Yasi would tell you that Hahu Lashem miboyle l'rabas chatzis v'ashem, that Lashem is not coming to include a bachar, rather it's coming to include if someone is being matvis in a Karban Chatas or a Karban Asher. In other words, because we would have thought without the word Lashem, that only a Karban Oila or a Shlamim, that they are Nedavis. There are things that totally could be brought just because of the Neder that you're saying upon yourself to bring them. So that would be called a Dabah HaNeder, that you could be Matfis and transfer and make a Neder on them. But a Karban Chatas and a Karban Asher, which they're obligatory, they wouldn't be called Dabah HaNeder. That's what we're learning out according to Rabbi Yisi from Lashem, that we're including anything that's for Hashem, which are all karbanas, even the karmar chatzis v'ashem. So that the Gemara asks, but amari yisla rabbis chatzis v'ashem lo hitzias v'achar. Where did you, Rabbi Yisi, see fit to only include karmar chatzis and ashem and to exclude b'achar, if essentially they're both obligations and they're not totally davah hanader, they're not things that you're just bringing because you made a neder, they're obligatory. So why would you include from Lashem a chatzis and ashem and not a Bechar, not a firstborn, where they're all Hashem, they're all Kabbanis for Hashem. So why do you say that by Bechar, that you're going to be exempt when you say Harei Lekhe Bechar, when this essentially seems like it's the same thing as the Chatzis and Hashem? So that would be easy answer is no, Mar Bani Chatzis v'Hashem, the reason why I say that Hashem only includes Akam HaChatzis and the Hashem, which are brought on a sin, Shekem Atfisin B'Neder, because there, although they're obligatory, but you have to be Makdash them, meaning you have to say, this is going to be for my Karban Chata. So, although, yes, you're obligated, but it's your words, it's your Davah HaNeder that's designating them. So therefore, it's your words that's like a Davah HaNeder, so you can be matfis in them. But I'm excluding Bechar. That's not included in Lashem, because that's not something that you even have to say. There's no words here that you're saying like a Neder, which is your words obligate you. So even by Chatzis and Asham, although you're obligated, but not in this animal, it's only your words that make it the chatzis and asham. But that's not the case by the firstborn. Firstborn is automatically bachar, with or without your words, and therefore he excludes that. He does not include that with the extra word of Lashem. But Rabbi Yaakov, Amalach, Rabbi Yaakov would tell you that no. Bachar, nami matfisa benedru. Bachar is also something that is made through the words, and therefore you could transfer that in the halacha of benedru. Why? The time I learned the brisa. Shabbos Rabbeinu Amru, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, they said, from where do we know that if someone has a firstborn animal born in his flock, that is a positive commandment for him to sanctify it. Like it says, the Pasuk Yedavarim, and this is in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yotes, that the Pasuk there begins, that any firstborn that will be born in your cattle and in your flock, Hazacher Taktish, the male should be sanctified. Rabbi Yaakov says, so I say that Bechar is the same thing as Chatzis and Ashem, which is included in Lashem, because yes, both are obligatory, and moreover, both have the element of sanctifying it. So therefore, that is included in Lashem, and therefore, you could be matfesed as a nether. To say that a loaf of bread should be like a firstborn animal, and it would be a valid nether. But Rabbi Yisrael Malachi would respond to you that no. Nehidah Mitzvah Haktishi. You're right, I don't argue in Yehuda Anasi's drasha that there is a mitzvah to sanctify the firstborn animal. But Eloi Makdish Le Miloi Kaddish? But if you don't sanctify, do you think it's not going to be sanctified? Of course, it's going to be firstborn either way. So therefore, that's not on the same level as Chatzis and Ashram, because Chatzis and Ashram, it wouldn't be until you say that it's a Chatzis and Ashram. Because although you're obligated, but which animal and which one's going to be, that's only through your words, which doesn't apply by Bechar, and that's the understanding of the Machlekes of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosi, which again, everyone holds that it has to be Dava and Nidr. Question is Lashem including only Chatzis and Ashram like Rabbi Yisi, or even Bechar like Rabbi Yaakov? But that doesn't then correlate to the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which again we explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, although everyone agrees it has to be davar nidr, he holds that Nazir Shimshon is also considered davar nidr, either from the drasha l'Hashem or because himself Shimshon or his father actually made himself a nazir through a neder, not from Shemayim. And therefore the Gemara actually asks on Reb Shimon, Kabi nazir nami haksiv l'Hashem, what do you mean? Just like Reb Yaakov, from the word l'Hashem, includes a bechayr, so too by nazir, it also says the word l'Hashem. And therefore l'Hashem should come to include something that's similar. Again, just like we said, the bechayr is not really a davar ha'nidr, but it's in the same category as all those that you make a neder to bring karbanas. Bechayr is one of the karbanas, so we include it in l'Hashem. So too by nazir, which is actually one interpretation we said for Rabbi Huda. So regarding his dispute in Rabbi Shimon, it says l'Hashem by nazir. So that should include something that's similar to a nazir, which is what nazir Shimshon is, even if it's a davar ha'asir. So now the Gemara answers, ahumi ba'ile. No, that Rabbi Shimon does not learn out from the word l'Hashem something similar to Naziris, which would include Nazir Shimshon, because he holds there is no such Nazir Shimshon. It's a davar ha'asir, not a davar nidr. Rather, that word l'Hashem comes to teach a different halacha, like at the time, like you learned the Braisa. Amar Shimnat Tzadik said, Miyomai lo yechalti ashim nazir tami. In my life, although I was a kayin, I never ate a carbon of a nazir that was tami, which that's when the nazir is tami and becomes tami, then he has to start over the count again. So he brings karbanas. So Reb Shimon Tzadik said, I never ate from those karbanas. Why? Because since what ends up happening is that now, although he took a certain amount of days in Nazir, like 30 days, but now let's say on day 23 he became tummy, he's got to start all over again. So now he regrets now that he took it upon himself, because now it's getting much longer than he expected. And essentially, as the Gemara explains in the Masechta Nedarim, his karbanas are almost like not real karbanas, because he doesn't really want to bring it. It's like bringing chulin into the Azara, and therefore he never wanted to partake from such karbanas. Chutz mi'odem echad shaboy alayim anadarim. Except Shem Natsadik says, one man that came to me from the south. Yafei enayim betoyiv ri'i, beautiful eyes and a beautiful look. V'kutzaisav seduris loytaltalim, and his hair was beautiful curls. Amarti lai said to him, to this nazir, B'ni, my son, mari'is l'shach isar na'azet, where did you see fit to destroy such beautiful hair? Why do you accept yourself to be a nazir that now after the whole thing you have to cut it off? Amali said to me, look, roya hayisi la'avi bi'iri. I was a shepherd for my father in the city. Falachti lishav mayim in my eye, and I went to draw water from the spring. Then istakalti bevoy shali, and I saw my reflection there in the water. Upachas yitzri alai, and my inclination jumped on me. Ubikish latardanim, and I wanted to chase me out of this world, because I'm a beautiful boy. And here it is, and they got this evil inclination saying, wow, look, we get all the pleasures of the world. And it was going to chase me out of the world. Because we know that kina, taiva, kavod, all these things actually destroy a person's life. So amarti loy, I said to my inclination, reka, empty one, why are you so haughty over a world that's not yours? What are you so proud of? You're going to be worms and maggots. What are you looking at? You're getting so caught up with how beautiful you look. And this is what he's self-reflectively saying. He said, says, I swear, I'm going to cut you off the here for the sake of heaven. So Shem Tzadik says, Amadati b'neshakta v'al roishai. I stood up and I kissed him on his head. I said to him, Kamayischa yibru nazirim b'Yisrael, like you should increase nazirim in the Jewish people. Alecha kasav oimer, regarding you, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ish kiafli linder, a man that will express a vow, a neder nazir, a vow of naziris, lahazir l'Hashem, to become a nazir for Hashem, meaning for the sake of heaven. Not like all these other nazirim, where they do it because they feel bad and they want to do some type of rectification, whatever it is. Here is purely for the sake of heaven. So even such a person who becomes tummy, which generally becoming tummy, the person might regret it. Here, Shem Natsali knew this person is not regretting his becoming tummy. He's going to have to do it all over again because purely for the sake of heaven. That's learned out from the word l'Hashem, which that's telling us the ideal of how a person should take a naziris. But again, l'Hashem is not coming to teach us, like we had asked, to say like nazir Shimshon, which is similar to the halachas of naziris, like we learned from Rabbi Yaakov, l'Hashem, which teaches us regarding the halachas of a bechor, like other karbanas. Now the Gemara asks to Reb Shimon, who he doesn't hold of this nazir Shimshon. On that the Gemara asks, b'Shimshon lav nazir hava? What do you mean? Why, if someone wants to make a neder, like Nazir Shimshon, does Reb Shimon hold that he's not a nazir? What do you think? Shimshon wasn't a Nazir? But Vaksiv, the Pasuk says in Shaftim, Ki Nazir Elikim Yihanar Min Abotem. Because a Nazir for Hashem will be this child from the womb. Now, the assumption of the Gemara's question is, Tais explains, is that the Malach told his father that when he's born, he should make him into a Nazir. Which, as the Gemara tells in Chav Chasam Abayis, that a father could make a Neder of Naziris on his child. So we see that he was a Nazir through a Neder of Naziris. So why does Reb Shimon hold that a person can't become a Nazir Shimshon by being Matvis, that Neder of Naziris that Shimshon had, that he wants to be the same? So that the Gemara answers, Hasam Malachu Dekamer. There it was the Malach that said in the prophecy that Shimshon will be a Nazir, but not that his father, Menayach, or Shimshon himself ever accepted upon himself a Naziris. And therefore, again, that's considered a davar ha'asr, not a davar neder. And that's where Reb Shimon holds, you can't be matvez that to ever become a Nazir Shimshon. But now the Gemara asks, according to the other opinion, that of Reb Yehuda, who he said he's the town of our Mishnah, who obviously holds that there is such a thing as Nazir Shimshon. We said in one of the halachas that a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be metamela mesim. Because as we find by Shimshon, so the Gemara asks, Menalan did Tamala Mason. Where do we find this idea that you said that Shimshon was Metamala Mason, that therefore someone that becomes a Nazir Shimshon can be Metamala Mason? Again, in contrast to Nazir Olam. So the Gemara says, Ilam and Bidachsiv, if you think it's going to be, we can prove it from a passing in Shaftin that says, Shimshon said, Bilchia Hamar, with the jaw of the donkey, Hikisi Elaf Ish, I killed 1,000 men. So you see that he came in contact with dead people, which is forbidden for a Nazir. And that the Gemara says, Dilma Geruya Garbahu. That shouldn't be a riot, because maybe he shot it at them, meaning maybe he threw the jawbone of the donkey, and that's how he killed them, meaning like shooting it like an arrow, the Loy Nagabahu, maybe never touched them. Ela Mahacha, what are you going to say from a different passage in Shaftim? That it says, Vayach Mehem Shleshim Ish, that he killed 30 of them, Vayikach Eschalitzas, and he took their clothing off of them, which that means that they're dead, and he's touching them to take off their clothing. And that the Gemara says, No, maybe he first took up their clothing and then he killed them. And that the Gemara says, no, you can't say that because Vayach V'yichaksib says first that he killed them and then it says that he took them. So you see that he came in contact with dead people. And that the Gemara asks, no, V'dima Geisin Shavinin. Maybe he made them into what's called a Geisis, which is someone in the throes of death. So he, Vayach, he gave them a mortal blow and a fatal blow and they're laying there but they're not dead yet. And therefore, that's when they took up their clothing, and only then they died. So what's the rai, what's the proof that Shimshon was ever metamala mason? So Elrad, the Gemara concludes, you're right, Gemara, Gemirula, it's a tradition that we have that Shimshon was metamala mason, although we can't prove it from a pasuk. And therefore, when someone makes himself a nazir like Shimshon, he will be permitted to be metamala mason.